Hello there, greetings, welcome. It is good to have you tuned in. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. 10 days ago, we marked 10 years of this broadcast. It has stayed on the air because of you, the Take Two family. You have made it very impactful each and every day. And Debbie, I'm sure that they are going to do the same again today.
Absolutely. And we're talking today, and we need the Take Two family to weigh in on this. We're talking about singing praises to God at all times, even if you're going through the most difficult situation in your life, a circumstance that has you just overwhelmed. You're feeling a sense of maybe loss, abandonment, betrayal, illness, sadness, you know, and anything that is just weighing you down. But yet, through it all, you are singing praises to the Lord. You are shouting to the Lord, thank you for every step I take. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for everything, all the blessings you have given me, even if you have these storms. Do you sing praise? Believe me, all you have to do is search scripture verses singing praises to the Lord, and up come, you know, a dozen verses in the Bible about how to really praise the Lord at all times. That's what we're talking about today, and that's what we need you to do. Why? Because you're going to help to build confidence in others that are listening right now in the Lord, and to really be appreciative of everything that the Lord has given us, and all the blessings, all the graces. It's just so precious, life is. So do you sing praise? Do you sing to the Lord? Do you shout to the Lord how much you love him? Please call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Okay, there you have it. Phone lines are wide open. We look forward to hearing from you. And maybe let us know what you're praising God for as well. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We are told in Scripture, as Debbie has alluded to, you know, to praise God at all times. It can be very difficult. It can be difficult to give God praise when we're going through challenging things. It's a little bit easier, obviously, when life is going well. But we want to hear from you about the ways in which you praise God and maybe some of the circumstances in which you have done that as well. So we are singing God's praises, and we need you to do that, as Debbie said. So here's the number again, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
It's so beautiful. There's so many scripture verses I love. I love it in Psalms. There's so many about singing praises to the Lord. But Ephesians 5, 18 and 19, talking about, not to be drunk on wine, because that will ruin your life, and instead be filled with the Holy Spirit and sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, making music to the Lord through your hearts, from your hearts. Oh, it's so beautiful. I love that. Ephesians 5, 18, 19. I love that scripture passage. But in the Psalms themselves, there is a constant singing of praises of the Lord, and just being so filled with the Spirit in the way that you are letting your heart connect with God. Do you feel that sometimes? I mean, when you know, Jerry, you mentioned it. When things are going well, it's easy to sing praise. It's easy to say, thank you, God, and you're off and running, right? Yeah. But when things are really rough, or it's rocky, and things are, you know, maybe you just got a diagnosis and you're just like, wow, this life is really difficult. Can you still sing to the Lord and shout to the Lord that you are just happy to be alive, that you're so grateful that you have this opportunity on this side of the veil? I mean, it's so amazing. So I try to live by that, Jerry, and so you can hear the passion in my voice. Mm-hmm. I really do, because honestly, if you looked at my life, you'd say, man, she is a mess. And really, you would. But I really try my hardest to stay in the positive side of life. What do you say to that?
Well, I think it's very important, and I would even extend that a little bit, to expand it, to ask our listeners, you know, maybe you've gone through a tough time, and later you praise God that you went through that. Maybe it was sort of a delayed reaction. Maybe you found it hard to praise God at that time. But, because I have some things that, you know, I've mentioned here, I've gone through a couple of periods of depression in my life and had other things happen. And I look back now, and I'm grateful. I certainly was not grateful in the midst of that, in the midst of the darkness and the storm and all of that. Mm-hmm. But I look back now, And it has helped to shape who I am today and the ministry that I do. And Debbie, I know you would say the same thing. So maybe Dear Take Two family, maybe it's something that you praised God for having gone through. You know, we want to hear about just really how you lift up and praise and glorify and honor His holy and mighty name. That's what we're doing today on the program. So we got about half the lines are already occupied. How about you taking one of the other ones at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And we want to thank our show team that's in place. Rich is answering phones today. Michael's at the controls. Pedro's on social media. Jerry and I are waving to you guys. Put your comments in the chats on how you thank God every single day, how you stay in that positive realm of being appreciative and have your heart really sing out to the Lord. Can you do that? Even with all the storms that are swirling around you, can you still do it? You know, Jerry, you look at the lives of the saints, especially those that were martyred. So many of them went to their death singing to the Lord. I mean, it's pretty amazing when you think about it. I mean, I don't know if I could do that. So that just goes to show you it is possible.
God provides the grace. We have to believe that, especially the way that some of the martyrs died, very, very horrific and kind of drawn out, torturous deaths. So, yeah, we give thanks to God for their lives and their witness. So we're asking you today, again, Take Two family, we're singing God's praises, and we want you to join us. Let us know what you're praising God for now or what you have praised Him for in the past. Again, it could be a challenging, dark time, or maybe you keep the praises going just around the clock. Tell us how you stay in that mode of rejoicing. You know, we're supposed to rejoice always, St. Paul says, and again I say rejoice. So we got a line open for you right now at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And you don't have to be Catholic to call in. Our wonderful Protestant brothers and sisters, you know your scripture, okay? You know your Bible. So call in and tell us if you go to scripture to really sing out to the Lord, to shout to the Lord, to love the Lord, thank the Lord. We want to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Jerry and I will be right back.
Good to have you tuned in today to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. We've got a lot of great lived experiences that we're going to be hearing from our listeners about how you sing God's praises at all times, good, bad, ugly, everything in between. How do you keep the praises of God on your lips? 833-288-3986. And you know, believe it or not, you may not realize this, there are still some of our brothers and sisters around the country and even around the world who don't have a local Catholic radio station like you might be listening to right now. But EWTN actually is here to help. You can find out how to get a Catholic radio station started where you live, powered, of course, by the truth of the church and EWTN's dynamic radio programming. Just email Steve at this address. It's radio@EWTN.com. radio@EWTN.com, and the gentleman's name is Steve, so you can put that in there and let him know you might have maybe you don't even realize you have interest in doing that right now, but give it a shot. Okay.
Absolutely. We have one open phone line for this first set of wonderful callers that are going to come on air with us. Elizabeth is going to be first, so hang on, Elizabeth. Just want to give the number one time in case somebody is prompted by the Spirit to call in and to share how you shout to the Lord with songs of praise for our great God. And the number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And I believe we just had one of our callers from Temple, Texas just drop off. If you want to call back, we'll inch you up to the front of the line. Elizabeth, you are first, leading the discussion from Washington, D.C. on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. Thank you for the topic and apologies for my laryngitis voice. I am so happy to have this topic, because I think about the scripture that says sacrifice of praise. And it took me a long time to kind of understand and personalize what does that mean for me. And this is my experience and how I've applied that scripture. When I am going through something terrible, scary, like really like in it, I was prompted, I believe, by the Holy Spirit to just say, praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. All glory and honor and majesty belong to you forever. And I'm telling you what, when I have done that in the past, it's like a very powerful spiritual warfare that something gets broken. Because Satan always wants people to believe that God is responsible for bad things. And so when you sing out the praise, praise God, however you want to, even when you don't feel it, I'm telling you what, it is powerful spiritual warfare. I mean, it's easy, as your colleague says, to praise God and thank God for the beauty of the world, a parking place, like favor, all of those things, and I think that's fantastic. But I just wanted to bring out that scripture about bringing God the sacrifice of praise. You really don't feel like it.
Well, that's a beautiful, all beautiful points, Elizabeth. Thank you so much. And the etymology, actually, of the word sacrifice comes from two words, one to make holy, sacred, and the other one meaning to make. So we make something sacred. And, you know, what is it that we sacrifice? We sacrifice things that are near and dear to us, and our praises of God should be near and dear to us because, you know, we benefit from giving God praise and glory. He doesn't. God doesn't, can't increase at all in anything. So it's really for our own good that we give him praise and glory. And he is in our lives. He is blessing us at all times, even in the midst of those very difficult situations and circumstances that we have to sometimes live through. God is there in the midst of those. We may not be able to see him, feel him, touch him, or anything like that, but he is there. And so, Debbie, he is worthy of our praise at all times.
At all times. I totally agree. I know this is very, it's very minor, Elizabeth, but it literally just happened. And I want to just share this with you and Jerry and the Take Two family. My husband was running an errand this morning before the Take Two episode, this episode airing, and he was running an errand for me. And by accident, he picked up his cell phone to call me to make sure where he was headed. And there was a motorcycle officer right behind him and pulled him over for a ticket because he had the cell phone in his hand for a brief second. And so he just got a ticket this morning. And it was so interesting because I know he was hesitant to tell me he just got a ticket for holding his cell phone. And the oddest thing happened, knowing that we were going into this episode for Take Two and calling it Sing Praise. I said to him, you know what? Let's look at this differently. This is we should thank God that this happened, because maybe, you know, the next time you would have picked up the phone, you would have been on a freeway somewhere, and that could have been the cause of an accident or something. And it was so funny. We started giggling and started laughing, and I started saying, thank you, Lord, instead of saying, oh my goodness, can you believe now he's got a ticket and he's got to go to traffic school? I mean, it really is interesting when you can have the mindset shift. Things change. And Elizabeth, you're kind of starting this conversation in that direction. Would you agree with that?
Yes, but I want to spare you of my laryngitis voice. I'm going to hang up now.
Okay. Take care of yourself, Elizabeth. But yes, thank you for really starting this conversation well. But you see where I'm going with this, Jerry? You can always look at something, you know, like it's so bad and so negative and so horrible, or it's a pain, or it's really causing a problem with your schedule, or we can look at it as everything being a chance or an opportunity, a gift, or even something to prevent something worse from happening.
You actually stole my words about that, because I was thinking, you know, say you're driving somewhere and, you know, you're in a hurry and you come up, you're making all the traffic lights, and all of a sudden, you know, you hit a red light, you know, and you're going, oh man, I really needed to make this green light. We don't know what is up ahead. Maybe nothing. Maybe God was not sparing us something at the time. Maybe he was. But in either case, you know, it's God's providence, it's God's holy will, and we can sing his praises again at all times.
Absolutely. Amen to that. And Elizabeth, if you're still listening, please try the scarf remedy that I have shared with other Take Two family members. You just take a wool scarf and wrap it around your neck, even if it's hot where you live in D.C., wrap it around your neck and keep your neck warm all through the day and night and sleep with it. It's worked for me. It's amazing. So Elizabeth, if you're still listening, that's a little home remedy that was imparted to me, and I'm gifting it to you. Okay, Elizabeth just freed a phone line for somebody to call in. The title of our show is Sing Praise, right? Do you sing praise to God all the time? We want to know. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Okay, Joyce is in Medina, Ohio, listening on The Rock today. Hello, Joyce. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Oh, my joy to be able to call in on with such a topic. And Psalm 146, I believe it says, I will sing to the Lord my whole life. I will sing unto him. And I don't know why God gave me a spiritual mother who my natural mother did not know the Lord, but he sent me one that sang a lot. And I'm 78 years old myself now. And at 22, I married my husband, and God took him. The widowmaker made me a widow 9 years ago, and as I stood there, it was so strange to just look at his empty tabernacle. But God put one of the songs that Mama Kate and I used to sing together in my heart, and I wasn't like the Elizabeth, the last caller, mentioned the Holy Spirit. That's just the Holy Spirit. We know that, moving within us. And not my will, but thy will be done. Was, of course, coming from John 17, but it gave me such peace. And people would tell me, but you're going to have to grieve. And, of course, we all grieve differently, but it wasn't that. It was a peace and a joy that only Christ can bring us. So I thank you for the topic. And Psalm 118, also, one of Mama Kate's favorite verses was, the Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. So, yes, it's repeated all through the Word. Thank you so much.
Well, Joyce, we thank you. You've got joy in your name, as you so very well know. And thanks for bringing those psalms to our attention. And we're sorry about your loss, but, you know, we hear in your voice the gratitude and the praise to God for the time that you did have with your husband. And you reminded me of, I'm at a summer program, a spirituality program for seminarians in Omaha, Nebraska. There's a permanent deacon who's here from the Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston, whose wife passed away, and he's only, I think, in his early 50s. And so he had that tremendous loss. He lost a son earlier in his life, and within about 2 months, he lost his wife and both of his parents. And a lot of grief, a lot of sorrow, but he is so joyful. He's rejoicing in the time that he had with all of them. And so I'm learning so much from him, Debbie and Joyce. He's such an example to me that, you know, I complain over the smallest little things, and you meet somebody like that and you say, wow, if they can sing God's praises amidst all of that, I certainly can as well.
And I'm right with Jerry, Joyce. I picked up, obviously, looking at the calls coming in, your name, you know, just radiating joy. And it really is, you're living up to your name, and I love that. And it sounds like you have been through so much and the loss of your husband. But I will tell you that what the beauty that you bring is the strength that you have in the Lord. It's so obvious. And so keep it up, Joyce. You got something good going on there.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. Okay. We're going to go to Ronnie. Ronnie's up next in Houston, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Ronnie. Welcome to the program.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling.
Oh, my pleasure. So I've been unemployed since December and thought, okay, I'll get back to work. Being unemployed in Houston is no I have not been a stranger to that, and have a very strong faith, but found out last Wednesday that I have exhausted my my unemployment benefits and only have 3 weeks of cash on hand for survival. Cannot get hired anywhere, local grocery store or to where I need to be in my profession to save my life. But I will say my prayer life has really been accelerated, and not because of circumstance, but just because of God's timing in all this.
Mm-hmm.
Once I get the devastating news of where I am in my life, I will uncontrollably sob for about a day and pray that it is in His strength that I'll get through this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, that's what's occurring. Mm-hmm. And having that inner peace and knowing that it's not me that's carrying me through this. And with my earthly eyes, I can't see
right.
what tomorrow will bring.
Right.
But I know that He will be there with me to make sure that I'm okay.
Oh, He is there. He is there. He's there right now. Ronnie, are you open for a challenge? Are you open for a suggestion in a certain area?
Sure.
Okay. You said 3 weeks, right?
Yes.
Okay. How about as soon as you're done with this call, you go into prayer and commune with the Lord, and you say, okay, Lord, 3 weeks. You love a good finish, Lord. You always come in right there in the nick of time. You love a good finish. This is an adventure. We're going to do this together. And in 3 weeks, my life is going to change dramatically for the better. And I have faith in you. I have trust in you. First of all, now you have a whole prayer team around you, because all the Take Two family is going to prayer real fast for you. But Ronnie, what if you turn this around and you make it an exciting 3 week adventure? And then you tell the Lord, I promise you, Lord, I will shout to the world. Everybody that asks me, how did I do it? I did it in 3 weeks with you, Lord, on this great finish to this life circumstance that I'm in right now. How about that, Ronnie? Why don't we go for that first?
That sounds awesome. I am for it.
Okay. Well, I can tell you there are many victory stories that have come out of the Lord shows up in just the right time. It's usually right in the last few seconds. It's the way our Lord shows up, but he's it's not a test. I look at it like this. He's trying to see how strong we are in faith. It's not, yeah. And I love it, but He loves a good finish. He really does. And it's wonderful. So take that ride with Him, and it's going to be your special little roller coaster adventure for 3 weeks.
I am looking forward to that, because I agree. He does show up in His time, and I am banking on that with every breath that I have. And if not, then, and well, not if not, but will at least take me to that next step, whatever that may be. So my dreams have been crazy. They've been full of challenges, but they've been so beautiful and wonderful. And last night I fell asleep watching The Chosen and had a little ring, rosary ring on me, and was the first night that I could actually rest peacefully.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful. One, okay, Jerry has to say something real quick. I just want to say that prompted by the Spirit, Jerry, real fast. Ronnie, there's somebody, it's a man, there's somebody you need to go to and ask them for a favor of a job or something. It just came to me real quickly. I don't know why, but there's somebody in your life, it's a male. You need to go to him and ask him for an opportunity. Okay, Jerry.
I was just going to suggest, Ronnie, go to get your Bible and go to the Gospel of John, chapter 14, and read verses 13 and 14. So it's John 14, verses 13 and 14. I'm not going to give it away, not going to do a spoiler alert or anything like that. Look that up either online or with your physical Bible. Everybody else listening, look that up too, because it applies to all of us. John 14, verses 13 and 14. Ronnie, you hear the music there? We got to get a short pause. It was so good to hear you laugh, Ronnie. We love you. The tears turned into joy, and that is going to happen for you more and more. So thanks for calling in, Ronnie. We appreciate it.
Okay, we're talking about singing the praises to the Lord, singing from our hearts, being grateful having confidence in the Lord. Sing praise. That's our title today for Take Two. Please call in. You still have time. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Heather, hold on. Don't go anywhere. We're getting to you next. I just wanted to share this. We have a confirmation coming in for Ronnie in Houston, Texas. Ronnie, our dear friend Joanne in Alabama was listening, and she said, don't forget that Jonathan Rumi, and you were listening to The Chosen, Jonathan Rumi, he didn't have any money before he got the part of The Chosen. So there you go. There might be a kind of an indication there, a sign there. So he didn't have any money, and now look at him on The Chosen. So there you go. And prayers are all around you, Ronnie, for that wonderful opportunity, your next chapter of employment. Okay, congratulations going out to another great EWTN radio partner celebrating 15 years with us. Red Sea Catholic Radio has four stations serving Bryan College Station, Hearn, Lorena, Waco, and Palestine, Texas. Congratulations to Dennis Maka and everyone at Red Sea Catholic Radio from your friends here at EWTN.
Okay, we're going to go back to your calls about how you sing praise to God in the good times and the bad times. Let us hear from you. If you've just tuned in, that is our topic today. And the number for you to call is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay, Heather is in Virginia. Is it Luray, Virginia? Is that how you say that, Heather, your city?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, beautiful. I've never heard of that town before, but I'm sure I know the area that it's in. So thanks for calling, Heather.
Thank you. Okay, so I can't believe I'm doing this. about 4.5 years ago, I lost my oldest son to suicide. Mm-hmm. And at that same time, I was working as a nurse during COVID. It was just a, you know, very, very difficult situation. You know, we didn't know what to expect. We didn't know what COVID was going to bring. And, you know, I remember looking around me and thinking, you know, it was, my faith was not strong. I remember thinking, you know, where is God right now? Like, I don't see him. Everything seems so pointless. And then, you know, right in the middle of all that, my son took his life, and it was just a very, very dark days came after that, you know, for years. You know, I didn't want to continue. I remember just feeling this hopelessness and this darkness, and something in my heart said, you need Jesus. And, you know, I am Catholic, but my faith just was not, hadn't been strong or active for quite some time. And the only thing that seemed to ever give me any relief was going to church or listening to or watching EWTN or, you know, anything faith-based. And it was a long journey. It was sort of like crawling out of a deep, dark hole. But I remember people would say, oh, there's nothing worse than losing a child. And the worst thing that you could possibly, worst way that could possibly happen is if, you know, they take their own life. But as I started, as I went through this journey myself, I found that there are worse things, and worse things are an existence without the Lord, an existence in that darkness where there's no hope. And, you know, it seemed for a long time, it felt like, you know, I guess someone would have told me, oh, things happen for a reason, I probably would have slapped them. But there's been so many miracles in my family's life, just the way that they have healed individually. I still have four surviving children. The way that my marriage has healed, which, you know, so many, you know, you hear after something like that, that, you know, marriages don't fare well. And, you know, ours was certainly struggling. And the way that our family has healed together as a unit, and the way that I've been able to find joy in life again, and hope again, and the only things that brought any of that about was faith in Jesus and our church community, and to anyone who's ever gone through the worst of times, to know that as long as you have the Lord in your life, truly in your life, which I realize that I may have thought that I did before, but when it's real, it does overshine everything, even the unthinkable. And then with that, I would say that even the way that my son passed away, maybe he did die for a reason.
Yeah. Wow, Heather. Thank you for having the courage to call in. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it took that on your part to call in today.
I really didn't want to.
Yeah. See, when you I think you started off by saying, you know, I can't believe I'm doing this. And, you know, a lot of other people have had that thought too, when they've called into our show or other shows, and yet it's the Holy Spirit. There's no accident that you were listening today, Heather, and that you called in. And you probably know, if you've listened to this show for any length of time, we have a prayer book. Debbie has it right in front of her right now. And I'm sure your name is already in there, and your son, and your entire family. And, you know, no words can express on our part, you know, what you went through. Like you said, you know, it doesn't make sense, you know, especially when a child takes his or her own life. You know, it just leaves you with a million questions, you know, as to, you know, why and what could have been done and all of that. And so to hear how your family, you said your family is healed, your marriage is healed. This is an amazing grace on the part of God, worthy of singing his praises. Even Amen. Though you've been through these very, very difficult and dark times, and your example, you know, we say this all the time, Heather, on this show, what you, the Take-Two family, share is going to reach the ears and the hearts of many other listeners and maybe turn a life around right now. There are people listening, Heather, who have gone through the same thing. To hear your witness, your testimony to what God has done for you is going to help a lot of people. So I want to just emphasize that for you. Debbie, I know mm-hmm. I'm going on at length here, but...
No, that was beautifully said. But Heather, I just want to say to thank you for having the strength to make this call. I do feel it was prompted by the Spirit. And I do feel the Spirit moving throughout this whole entire episode today. And so it's quite beautiful. So God is trying to reach his people and through the radio. And that's a wonderful thing. Couple things. Your whole family's in the prayer book. Jerry is correct. He knows me so well. Your whole family's in the prayer book. But Heather, interesting what, you know, you said about the reason, or, you know, what the outcome of everything, you know, on this side of the veil, it's so clear to me that so many things are a mystery. We don't know why certain things happen, how they happen, you know, for whatever reason. We're not going to know the full story until we are with the Lord. And hopefully all of us get there into that beatific vision, and we will know the answers will all be there, and it'll all make sense to us. But we go through this crazy thing called life, and it has its ups and downs, twists and turns, sadness, you know, all sorts of things, loss. But we hold on to our faith. And Heather, you found that, and you stayed close to the Lord, and that is so important. And look how it has changed and transformed your family. So we want that the continued blessings and graces in that for you and your family as you journey through your days here. And it's very important. The one thing I just may ask, if it's not too uncomfortable for you, you know, Jerry and I are so passionate about this, and we're so committed to this, Heather, about making this a Take-Two family. Is there something you can share about your oldest son that so we could get to know him better? I mean, we don't know him the way you know him. Was there something unique and special about your son?
Oh, wow. Yeah, absolutely. He was exceptionally gifted. He had a gifted IQ. As I've been through a lot of therapy, as you might imagine, I've done a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking, and you know, I'm pretty sure that he was probably autistic, although, you know, we'll never really know for sure, but definitely would have been helpful information to have had many years ago. Yeah. He loved to learn languages. He loved just to learn. He just from learning in school basically became fluent in German, and he learned French from about a year of French classes, and on a trip to Alsace he was able to speak with the German-speaking people and the French-speaking people.
Wow.
He liked to study religion. He was very, very deep. He was a knight of Columbus. Mm-hmm. And he was married.
Wow.
No children.
Special.
Wow.
He was a beautiful person, but he had a lot of struggles. He struggled with depression and obviously suicidal ideations. And you know, not everybody who tries to get their children help gets the right help.
Right.
We got a lot of wrong answers.
A lot of bad advice, but
he was a very loving person.
Yep. Yeah. And I love the way you speak about your son. It's so beautiful. And that's a mother and your son, and that you always have that. And he, as you were talking about your son, I was picturing him, you know, in God's loving mercy and kindness, that your son had his connection with the Lord, even in the last moments. That's what I'm picturing, okay? And I'm picturing him talking German to everybody on the other side of the veil, okay? Mm-hmm. And I really am. That's how I see things. And that's just me. That's the way I see it.
He loved it. Yeah. He did love it.
And I love that he loved that. My best friend loves to speak German too, and it's so amazing when people can learn languages. They are at another level of experiencing, interactions with people. It's amazing. Well, Heather, you are a beautiful mom, and your children are so lucky to have you. And your heart just speaks so clearly to all of us who are listening that, you know, it's as you were saying, and it's been said many times, there's no greater pain than when a parent has to bury their child. Doesn't matter, you know, the circumstance. The pain is so great for a parent because it's not supposed to be that way, right? We're supposed to go before our children, right? But what we can gain and learn as we continue this journey of life, then ultimately it'll all make sense when we all get there together in heaven, God willing. You know,
I pray that I somehow help somebody. That's all.
Well, like we said, your story, your witness, your heart, Heather, has touched a lot of people who are listening to this broadcast today. We can assure you of that.
I hope so.
Yeah. And I hope you feel the prayers of the Take-Two family that they've started already, and they will continue each and every day going forward for you, for your son, for your husband, for all of your family.
And I would tell everybody, divine mercy is real. Yes. I didn't even know anything about it until after my son died, but it's real.
Yeah. It is real. Yeah.
Absolutely. Amen. Heather, stay in touch with us. We love you very much. And we can always be reached just real quickly. We read every email that comes in, take2@ewtn.com. Okay?
Thank you.
God bless you, Heather.
Yeah. Okay, Anne has been very patient on the line in Detroit, Michigan, listening to us on Ave Maria Radio. Hi, Anne. Thank you for your patience. Welcome.
Thank you. First, I want to say that last story touched my heart very much, too. And I was like, Debbie, just imagine him having such a heart to be able to talk to just anybody, mm-hmm. no matter where he was. He had a connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It moved me a lot. Yeah. My story's not as dramatic, but when I tuned in a little while ago, you were talking just about taking an inconvenience and turning it into a joy or an opportunity is the way I took it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had kind of a little story, and I actually still pray for these people, out of gratefulness, even though it wasn't by their own choosing. My husband had COVID a few years ago, and I don't want to be political, but I'm not exactly into the vaccine and all that, but my husband did get COVID very badly, and the doctor said, he may or not make it, and he was in the hospital for over 2 weeks, and we couldn't see him and all of that. So he came home, but he wasn't himself. It took a while with oxygen and all that to get back to quote-unquote normal, which he never really did. And in my family, I kind of wear the pants as far as I was a stay-at-home mom, and my husband worked a lot of hours, so I kind of ran everything going around at home. And I'm a former teacher, Debbie. I tend to take over and make everything work out for everybody. So we were on a vacation in another state, and my husband was taking his time. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, we're listening.
Yeah.
Okay, so my husband was taking his time, and sometimes he kind of played it up, getting the empathy and the sympathy, because I like run in the store while he waits and all those kind of things. And we're on vacation, and I noticed I'm carrying most of the heavy suitcases. My son has some, and I'm struggling. My husband's got his little bag, cross, and a few things. I'm like, man, this is not, unbalanced. It's not right. But I noticed he didn't seem to be feeling too well. And as we started to walk to the airport to return home, it was getting worse and worse. And he's kind of behind me, so many feet. And I said to myself, doggone it, when we get home, I'm going to see that he sees a doctor, because I need to know, is this real or not? Because I don't know if he's kind of taking advantage. COVID was like 3 years ago, and he should be better by now. So the more we walked to the airport, the more I thought, oh, he's kind of struggling. So I called my daughter, who's a nurse practitioner. She said, Mom, you better do something. If he doesn't look right, they aren't even going to let him on the plane. And for various reasons, we had to be home. So she said, you better just run the minute you get a chance and get some aspirin. Get by water, get some aspirin, at least get started on trying to do that, because the blood can clot. And it will kind of help the blood not clot and thin a little bit, so that if he's on the airplane, it might avoid a big blood clot, because it sounds like just heavy breathing, that could be happening. So we're like, oh, no, my son has started a new job as a professional. He had to get home. We were sharing the car. It's a long story. So I'm like, oh, no. So when I ran to get the aspirin, it turned out our plane was 20 minutes late. Well, that 20 minutes gave me a chance to run right to the newspaper stand, get the aspirin, get the water, get him settled, and he could take a minute to catch his breath. But it took a minute. It takes a minute for the medicine to circulate and to work. So all of a sudden, over the PA came the sound, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, but your plane's going to be delayed one more time, another 20 minutes. Someone had been sick on the plane, and I'm sure you'd like to have it very well cleaned. So all you need to do is just move down one more gate, and we guarantee within 20 minutes, you'll be off. So a total of 40 minutes, and we were able to get him all straightened out, come home. The next day, he had emergency surgery. The doctor said he was 97 to 98% black. Mm-hmm. He might not have made it many more days. He said the doctor literally saved his life, and for his age, it was the worst mess he's ever seen. And my husband looks fit, you would never know. So I was thinking, when the plane was late, all the people that must have been moaning and groaning and maybe justifiably upset, that was such a blessing to us, because mm-hmm. it might have met the difference of my husband making it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now I still remember those people, and I say, thank you, God, that they were inconvenient. Please bless them. And I actually pray for them sometimes.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. That's what a
powerful
story.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that is powerful. Like you just said, an inconvenience that could really ruin somebody's plans or their trip or whatever actually saved your husband's life. I mean, that's amazing. And see, that we need to hear stories like that continuously to remind us of what life really is all about. It's a journey that we experience, different choices, encounters, situations, and it's how we approach it and how we view it. If we're going to view it as people of faith, well, we're going to move with the Spirit. If we view it as everything is a problem, well, then everything is negative. So, wow, Anne, I thought that was an amazing story. It sounds like your husband's doing well. I put you in the prayer book, and your husband as well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it very much. And like you said, a lot of it is about attitude and chance to say some more prayers, or it's a chance to be kind to somebody if you are stuck. You know, crying child will offer them something, whatever. And I decided I'm going to turn every negative thing the best I can into a blessing to bless other people the way I was blessed.
Amen. Amen. What a great outlook and perspective you have, Anne. Thank you so much for, again, what you've shared is impacting other members of the Take-Two family who are listening. So thank you, Anne, for your call. We appreciate that so very, very much. And we will get to more of your calls momentarily here. I just have to tell you real quickly about Register Radio. It airs Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. It shines the truth of the gospel on the events of the day to equip you, Catholics, with the insight and encouragement necessary to engage the culture for Christ. Again, it's Register Radio, Saturday afternoons, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on EWTN Radio.
Okay, we'll get to Kathy in Corona, California on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Kathy. Welcome.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie.
Hi, Kathy.
I just wanted to call and tell you I was born Catholic. I didn't really learn my faith very well as a young person, but I met someone who asked me, I was about 19 when someone asked me if I knew the Hail Mary, and I recited half the Hail Mary and thought I was done. And they encouraged me to say one Hail Mary a day and to ask the Blessed Mother for her help. And I was really in a culture where having kids was not popular, looked down on. I should have a job, and I was in a well-paying job, and I just wasn't happy. And I started praying that Hail Mary, and now I'm 66 years old, and I have 9 children. I have so far, I have 32 grandchildren.
Wow.
I homeschooled my kids, even though I didn't get a great education myself. And I really learned to trust God that he can move mountains and he can do things if I just trust in him and ask him for his help. But now I'm facing my 28-year-old daughter, Maria, has special needs. She has schizophrenia and mental retardation, and she's become very angry about the fact that I have to take care of her and bathe her and brush her teeth, and it's just been a very difficult decision for my husband and I, but we are looking at placing her in a group home with 3 other girls, and I found a wonderful Catholic lady that I feel confident about that will take good care of her. We're still going to be very involved in her life, but I'm struggling because she's my baby. She needs help, and I've always taken care of her, and I have to let go here a little bit. It's really difficult, but I'm finding that if I just have to keep telling Jesus that I need him to help my trust. Every time I ask, he helps me. And I just received Holy Communion this morning. I try to get to daily Mass whenever I can. And I'm just learning to trust him more and more. And this is a big for me because she's so helpless. But I wanted to both ask for prayers and tell you that it's really true that if you have just the tiniest amount of faith, God can move mountains, because in a culture that doesn't value life, I've been able to raise a family with my husband that we're so proud of and we're so blessed, because they're all Catholic and they've held on to their faith. And I don't attribute that to me as much as I attribute it to our
to
Lord,
God.
Trusting in Him, getting to Mass on Sundays. And
forgive me, Kathy, for jumping in. I apologize for that. You hear the music there. We got to be out at a little less than a minute here. We will be lifting you and your husband up in this very important intention. Maybe there are special needs that this group home can meet that maybe you can't. It may be certainly the Holy Spirit leading you to do that. So we'll pray for wisdom and guidance for you. Please feel free to email us, Kathy, if you need any further consultation or discussion on that. The email is take2@ewtn.com. This has been an amazing show. As always, thank you to Take Two family. Thank you to the show team, our screener, Rich, our producer, Michael. On social media is Pedro. For Debbie, I am Jerry, wishing you a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.